every line is lit up. People want to tell us a song that if you could only listen to one song for the rest of your life, and it could only be one song, what song would it be? And I want to know why. I want to hear the story.
Okay.
What is it about the song
that
you like?
What is it, lady?
What is this dumb song that you like? That you just got to hear it all the time.
Right.
One song. Just one song that you could listen to.
One song.
We'll go to Jared's song first. Okay. Now, Jared, what was the inspiration behind this song? Besides I didn't even know you were a cowboy.
What do you mean?
I had no idea this dude was a wrangling, rooting, tooting cowboy. But this
dude, I've always seen Jared like rock the cowboy look. Yeah.
I have not seen that with the hat and everything, the spurs, which I thought was rowdy.
Yeah,
guy doesn't own a horse.
Yeah, outside of here, I wear like cowboy boots all the time and stuff. Like that's what I do.
Yeah, it's interesting.
This song, no, I feel like this is a song like if I'm driving around or I'm working out, this is a song that I have to hear every single time.
Okay, this is the song that Jared has to.
What? I want to see Jared work out.
Well, I mean like running.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, I don't really see you lifting weights.
He has to work out like a girl.
Has to be.
Oh, I got it.
You know, it's like, I did a push-up.
When I'm running. Yeah. Okay, I got it.
This is a bop.
This is Garth Brooks calling Baton Rouge. Here you go.
I spent last night in the arms of a girl in Louisiana.
Yeah, I can't. Garth slaps.
He is doing his alter ego again and working on a brand new album. If you wanted a little, little fun fact, forgot the name of the dude. His alter ego, Chris Gaines with the weird hair, with the emo hair. Yeah, he's bringing that back.
That's not good.
All right, that's his jam. All right, let's go to Derek's. Yeah. Now, Derek, what does this song mean to you?
Yeah, it means nothing. It's just it's a bop that I'm listening to right now. You know, it's called Beatbox by Spot 'em Got 'em.
All right. You can listen to this forever?
No.
What do you mean? No, that's the whole idea.
I can't. This is just a song that I've been playing lately.
And that mumble rap is really slapping right now.
I love it, though. Yeah. I know.
You don't even have to have words.
No.
And that's great.
Yep. Well, it makes it easier, I think. He's just got a cool look, you know?
All right. And this is a song that John picked. Isn't that what they use to torture people?
I think so.
This song, I mean, come on, this song slaps too.
No, it does.
I get why John would choose this song, though. Because it's a song he can sing.
Yes. The first song he picked, we couldn't play on the air, so this
is
an alternate.
Yeah, this is his backup,
I have to wait until we get to the,
you have
the
to.
Hook. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Young man, there's a place you can go.
How many white ladies just got on an imaginary dance floor and started doing this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God! Girlfriend, come on! YMCA!
Here it is.
All right!
It's fun to stay at the YMCA.
You know what's great about this song is it doesn't matter your weight. You can still enjoy this song.
Yes. You only need arms.
That's it. That's right. It doesn't matter your weight, girlfriend. You love it. There are those songs that, like, there doesn't matter how much you weigh.
Yeah, this is horrible. Well, you can't do, like, the electric slide.
No.
But you can do the YMCA.
You can do the YMCA.
No problem.
All right. And then this is my song. We'll get to yours. 1-855-FU-BILLY. Probably don't know what this is, do you, Derek? You've never heard this song before, right?
I'm trying to think.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl.
No, there's nothing wrong with this song.
I see.
Nighttime would
I had to really check this cracker's background, though, before I played this.
Wait a minute. This is
yeah. I don't know what his intentions are.
He's an old white guy.
He's an old white guy. Make sure.
It's like serenades.
It's like saying, Clint Eastwood's my favorite actor.
Yeah.
A lot of people are like, remember when they were like, John Wayne's my favorite actor?
And they're like, okay, I just won't say that no more. He's still my favorite actor. I just won't tell anybody.
Let's go to Chicken Joe. Chicken Joe?
Bok, what's happening, fellas? So that one song, that one dumb song that I love listening to every time, it's got to be X-Rated by David Allan Coe, and yes, it is hella racist, but it makes me so happy.
Okay, all right. Wow. Chicken Joe, you got to identify yourself.
Yeah, Chicken Joe, not a white guy.
Not a white guy. Like,
you
can't get
to a team or something. Not a white guy, Chicken Joe.
Not a white guy at all.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, it's not like... It's so much you got to look at the negative things, and, like, it makes me
happy.
We're
going to need a little bit more information, Chicken Joe. I get it. You're not a white guy, but we need a little more information.
All right. I'm a Haitian dude out here in San Antonio just loving life.
Okay, all right. Golly, he comes out with David Allan Coe, which that guy is a legit racist, right?
He is.
Yeah.
Yes.
TJ said, honestly, I'd kill myself if I had to listen to y'all's songs for the rest of my life. Well, that's why they're our songs,
yeah.
TJ.
Yeah, they're not TJ's songs.
Yeah, I bet your playlist sucks ass.
What's up? Vinny.
Yeah, man. Hey, Derek, I'm surprised you didn't pick Tyrese, that sweet lady. But anyways.
Well, it is Tyrese Thursday.
All right. Show your asses.
Man, I can't wait for Lara to send him some Tyrese memorabilia.
You better not.
Oh, yeah.
Tyrese pillow.
That was the worst Fast and Furious I've ever seen.
Well, when he showed up. He's a fan. All right.
He sucks.
Did you have a song, Vinny, or did you just want to roast Derek?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I want to roast Derek, but I also got a song. My song is a song by Pantera called Hollow. And, it's a pretty deep song about a guy that his best bud overdoses on drugs, and he's just kind of a shell of himself, kind of not really conscious. And I've actually had a buddy that went through that, so that one kind of hits deep for me.
All right, well, appreciate
that. So his song actually means something to him.
Somebody said that they could listen to this song over and over and over again if they could just have one song. It's a telephone dildo, Derek. They got to be trolling us. It's a telephone dildo, Derek. Telephone dildo Derek. Says it slaps. Telephone dildo Derek. 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 All right.
Just good.
Let's go to Chris. Yes, Chris. That was one take.
Mm-hmm. Hey. Hey, guys. First time caller, long time listener.
Thanks, buddy.
I was going to tell you all that my song is Square Hammer by Ghost.
Okay.
You know, we met them, but we couldn't see them.
Well, we could. They're actually, you know, really nice guys.
Yeah, but remember, we only met the one guy, and the other dudes were dressed
like
gimps.
Yeah, the other dudes were still dressed in their getup.
Yeah,
not gimps,
but really intelligent.
Full outfits.
Full outfits,
yeah.
That's right.
Getup. Isn't that what an outfit is, your getup?
Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
They're full gear.
Yeah, but I said gimps.
I got you. They kind of, I got you.
Yeah.
They kind of remind you of that.
What's up, Jake?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Let me guess. State Farm is there.
That's not a song.
No, but did Jared say that you listen to music when he works out?
No, that was Jared.
Yeah, like when I'm running and
Jared
stuff.
Can barely walk.
I run.
I mean, the only thing he runs
That's
into
insane.
Is walls.
Right.
That's the only running he does.
I feel like the only running he could do is like with his, I don't know, Wii Moby or something.
I
you
run
know
on
what
a
mean?
Treadmill.
It's got to be some kind of virtual character that runs for him.
I do treadmill running.
Treadmill running.
He
wow.
sits on a treadmill. Let's go to
he
Buddy.
He sits on a treadmill.
What's
that
up, Buddy?
That wouldn't work well.
Hi, Buddy.
Hey.
Hey, Buddy.
Hey.
Hi, Buddy.
Hey.
Buddy.
Hey.
Buddy, Buddy.
Shout out. Big baby Texas.
Buddy.
Hey, All right. The number one song I'd probably listen to forever is Kickstart My Heart.
Kickstart My Heart, Motley Crue.
My heart, I love Motley
that Crue. Would be exhausting.
That, really would.
That would be insanely exhausting.
Yeah. It would be.
Wow. Because there are
but
some
that's
songs.
His thing.
Woo. All right. I think Motley Crue, aren't they making another album?
Probably.
That's what
They're
I
never
Oh, cool.
Away.
It should be great.
The Cat Man. Yes, the Cat Man.
Well, for me, it either have to be a Silhouette by Owl City or Sky Toucher by the Glitch Mob.
I love
you. Calling from a walkie-talkie?
Owl City's the one that has that like weird like doo-doo-doo-doo. I don't know.
Calling from a ham radio.
I love whatever happened to Owl City. Where did he go?
He's in his mom's basement.
Okay, all right.
What? Sweet.
I think we just go to the mall and that song would be on like every time we went in there. Yeah.
Yes.
The Fireflies.
Yeah, the Fireflies. That's it.
Yeah.
What's up, Squeaky Dan? Squeaky Dan, what is going on?
Yeah, I got some babies yelling and stuff. I was going to tell you about a song, but Derek, man, I'm sorry, bro. I love you, but you fake it so much, man. You act like you're not about I'm so sorry, guys. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
God help me. God help me. Save me.
He does not have his life under control.
Oh, let's go to Jay. Yes, Jay. A lot of ambiance with these calls. A
lot of it.
Holy crap.
Nobody goes anywhere to make a phone call anymore.
I don't think I can follow Mr. Squeaky Dan here, but mine's a simple song. It's by Audio Slave. It's called Hypnotize.
Hypnotize.
And it's more for the message than the...
Take that. Take that.
But, you know.
Okay, Hypnotize. All right. Thank you. Steve, one song and only song for the rest of your life. What song would it be?
Marty Robbins, El Paso City. You nailed it, Bubba. My grandfather would stop the Jeep in the middle of the highway to listen to that song. My blood.
Thank you, sir. All right. Let's go to Robert.
The Call of the Couture. Metallica.
All right. Metallica. I was waiting for a Metallica one. Let me go to Tara. Thank you, sir. What's up, Tara? One song, only one song, rest of your life. Only pick one. What is it?
I would have to say Amarillo by Morning, George Strait.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You're
yeah.
The king. Amarillo King George.
I love that song.
Let me go to Not Jason. What's up, Jason? You've heard it.
I think I have.
Jason.
Oh, yeah. I have to do Recap by Don Toliver and Mav. Y'all got to check it out. They're talking about the best mouth hug he's ever had.
Okay.
I will check that out.
Recap, huh? Huh. Sam. One song, only one song, rest of your life.
I would do Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On.
Dude, stop it.
I can stop see that. It. I mean, you gotta, there's gotta be strategy with it because it has to be a song that isn't just gonna drive you insane.
I mean, sure.
This is a good song.
Might as well call it a Sarah McLachlan song.
No, those are draining.
Yeah. Oh,
those are emotional wrecks.
Same thing.
No, this one is like, it's dirty. This is a dirty girl song.
She's like, I'll still have sex again.
You know what I mean?
Even if you're dead.
Yeah.
Is that what she's
this
saying?
This really is a dirty girl song.
It is, yeah, don't but worry, it's hidden as a nice
song. It slaps, as Derek says.
I'm going to put out in the future.
I mean, and
really
listen,
what she's saying is my private parts will go on.
Yeah. You're dead, but my giner is not. Yeah, is what she's saying.
I love how those songs, you ain't even got to rhyme.
No.
You just say words.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Sick Bubblegum.
Great name.
What's up, Sick Bubblegum?
Hey, my song would be Drop 'Em Out by Wheeler Walker Jr.
Yeah, man!
Yes, it would.
Damn!
Is this a little kid or is this a girl? Is this a little boy or is this a girl?
Girl.
All right, John, what do you think?
Definitely like a girl. Yeah.
All right, what
like
do you think?
A girl?
Yeah, it's a girl.
Okay. So Sick Bubblegum is your name, right?
Yep.
All right. Are you? You're,
I like calling in with an alias.
You're a girl, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. Congrats. You guys win. I was totally wrong.
Nailed that.
Sounded like a little.
I think Sick Bubblegum's called in before, and we've had that exact conversation.
Okay. Maybe I had some bacon.
Okay.
Starting to get the dementia.
Oh yeah, that's right.
What's up, Sean?
Hey, my favorite song is "The Baby" by Blake Shelton. It makes me cry like a bitch.
Okay, The Baby by Blake Shelton.
Is that Gwen
that.
Stefani's husband?
Yes.
Yes.
Are they married yet?
I think they're
Or are they just living in sin?
I believe they're in sin.
Wow.
What's up? She's 50. Let's go to Dustin. Yes, Dustin.
It would be Africa by Toto.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that song just smacks.
It does.
No.
What do you mean, no?
No.
I
like
love
a
that song.
I do, too. I'm with
I love
you,
that
Derek.
Song, yeah. That'll if you don't like you that song, it? You're a psycho.
Hold on, I'll find it. I'm sure I have it.
I got it. I think.
That
All
song
right,
they
give
should
me
play
that song.
In jails.
No, they shouldn't. They should play it everywhere.
That song is so good.
It's the best.
And it was like best. So long ago.
I hate the Weezer version.
Yeah,
that one sucks
I know.
Ass.
Yeah, you always throw a bitch fit about that.
All right, let me find this because I got it. Toto. There
wow.
it is.
Wow. It's kind of racist that our music catalog doesn't have it.
Here we go. I have to play everything from my phone. That's how advanced we are.
Yeah, yeah.
Long ass intro,
yeah,
though.
Toto song, but not that one.
Yeah, this it's just gonna take a minute.
I mean, this song is so good.
The segment will be in the break by the time the damn.
Yeah, I mean you're not gonna get there at all.
Ah, damn it.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Everybody knows the song.
You get it.
What is it? Something about rain in Africa or something?
Nothing's gonna take me away from you. There's nothing that 100 men or more could do.
Yeah.
I saw me, Africa.
There it is. Hell yeah. He nailed it. I love it.
Joe Mama.
Yo, what to do?
Yo.
Got one for y'all.
All right.
This is the best song ever, ever. Buck Cherry lit. You know what I mean?
Oh, my gosh. You got to listen to that over and over and over again. All right. Well, thank you, sir.
Just a little aggressive.
Daniel and Corpus, what's up, buddy?
Hey, man, it has to be Motley Crue, Home Sweet Home.
I mean, you like what you like.
You do. I don't want to be...
I love how nobody's called in with the same song, though.
No. Josh, a song that you could listen to over and over again, and you can only pick one. That's the only song for the rest of your life.
It'd be Loving the Heartless by Jelly Roll. I don't know if anybody's called in with
I'm not a chance. Jelly Roll. Never heard of Jelly Roll. Except, I know, Tootsie Roll.
Was he in, like, the Terror Squad with, like, Big Pun or
the Tootsie Roll? That's the only thing. I don't know. Jelly Roll. What's up, Biz? I'm not a music guy, though, so.
True.
My bad. What's up, Biz?
Hey, guys. I would probably pick Hey Ya by Outkast. Gotta keep it light and airy.
Not one repeat.
Not one.
So nobody has the same.
Thank you for the biz.